The readings of our mass today, especially the first one from the book of the first book of Kings and from the Gospel, these readings were about death and life, or life and death. It's like two realities, very human, and we have to face it just like the two sides of a coin. But they are totally in contrast, in opposition to each other. Life, we enjoy life. If you like to take a ride to the harbor, Newburgh Harbor Affair, you can see all the kind of boats and people enjoy it. That's one aspect of life. We enjoy life and we celebrate life. Celebrate birthday, like yesterday, a parishioner celebrated her 80th birthday. Everybody enjoy it, good food, good company, good drink. And when people sang happy birthday to her, she just by one blow, she could blow off 20 candles. And everybody was so happy with her because she had good lungs. Good life, you know, that's a strong life God gave to her. And we wish her the best, praying that God continue to bless her with many more birthdays. We enjoy life and we celebrate life, but death is different. We don't want to talk about death. We don't want to face it. And we try the best either to eat, to drink, to make physical exercises, to go to the doctors, so to keep ourselves well. To stay away from sickness, it is to say, to stay away from death. And if death happens, we mourn, we grieve over death. In the Gospel today, at the city of Nain, there were two processions. One come in, led by Jesus with his apostles and disciples. Another procession coming out on the way to the cemetery. And our Lord looked at that. He saw that. He came to the funeral procession. Right away he came to the widow and consoled her, telling her, do not weep. And what did he do? He touched the coffin of the young man, her son, and told him to rise up. The Gospel said, the young man rose up and our Lord gave him to the mother. Now, think about the situation. Why the Gospel said, he looked at her with pity, with mercy, with compassion. Compassion in Latin, it's the word compassio. Compassio is the noun derived from the verb compatire. Patire, it means suffer. Come together. So compassion, it means to suffer together with those who are hurt, those who are suffering. And our Lord saw that woman 2,000 years ago to be a widow. That's a tough thing. Because husband would be the good provider, the good protector. But her husband died. Then her son, what would be her son to her? In Vietnamese, they say the son or the daughter for the mother or father, the old age will be like the cane for them, so that they can have support. But now, she lost her husband, she lost her son. In the old time, the death of a husband or a spouse, they say like a guitar with broken strings. There's no more music. But then the death of her son, she had no more sense of security or safety. 2,000 years ago, by the time of the good Lord, and even nowadays in many places, the people cannot enjoy what you are enjoying. Medicare, Medicaid, pension, social security, good food stamps, even didn't have those things. And she did not. The widow did not have things like that in her life either. So that's why the good Lord had compassion on her, and he used his divine power to raise up her son and give her son to the miserable, the defenseless, the hopeless woman, widow. Now the same story of the first reading. It is in another city, Zarephath, and it was another widow. In this case, it was not a young man, but it was her child, a boy, who died. Before he died, the prophet Elijah was there, and he witnessed his death. So the mother said, "Sir, why were you here and send me this kind of miserable thing? Is that because I sinned and God punished me by the death of my son? And you come here to tell me that this is a punishment from God?" But the prophet also with compassion. Differently from our Lord used his power to give order to the young man to rise up. But the prophet Elijah knelt down and prayed to God Almighty, "God, please have mercy on me, have mercy upon that woman, the child." He prayed and God accepted his prayer, and the child was risen up again. With joy, he gave the child back to the mother, a widow. That's the story about life and death. What are the messages for us when we read or we meditate upon these readings? I would like to say that think about the death of a young man. When he died, people brought his body to be buried in the cemetery. We can ask, where is his soul? Where is his spirit? Only his body was had no more life and it was brought to the cemetery, but where is his soul? The Book of Wisdom says, "The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment shall touch them." No torment. No more pain, no more aches, but they are at peace in the hands of God. That's our conviction. That's our faith. That's what we live in. To die is not the end. It's not finished, but the soul is still full of life to be with God. And the gospel proved to us that God is not God only of the living, but also God of the dead. And death is only in the body, not in the soul. And anyway, you and I, in our family, among relatives or friends, we have people who pass away, and surely we miss them. We miss them and we love them and wish them that someday, sometime, as in the beautiful prayer we call the Irish blessing, until we meet together, may God keep you in the hollow of his hand. And we pray for the deceased. Talking about this, it reminds me of a story about a family coming to a cemetery to visit the tomb of Grandpa. And a beautiful grave with a beautiful stone on the tomb with the letter R.I.P. You all know that what it means. It's originally, it's from Latin, "Requiescat in pace," rest in peace. But the priest came with the family to visit or to pray with them at the cemetery for Grandpa and asked one of the children, "Do you know what is R.I.P.?" And the boys, one boy raised his hand and said, "Return if possible." Well, that's our desire. That's our wish in regard to our beloved one who passed away, right? Return if possible. But no way. We have to wait. We have to wait for a time being and we can be together with them again to see that the good Lord will bring them and give us back to us like the good Lord gave back the son to the young man, to the widow. We have to wait. But what I need to ask, to offer you to think about that is sometime when we have to face death or any kind of sickness or difficulties in life, there are different reactions. The first reaction is to get mad with God, to get angry with God. This happened even in the life of Saint Teresa of Avila. And when she had to go to face trials and she prays again, she talked to God, is this the way you treat your friends? And sometimes we feel that way. Where is God? Does God care? The gospel story say to us, yes, he does. He cares. He has compassion for those who are suffering, those who are defenseless, those who are hopeless. God is there to help us. The reaction to death is sometimes if people get mad with God and they don't practice going to church anymore. No more sacraments, no more prayer, even no more social life. They don't have no more party, don't want to go anywhere. Just stay at home mourning and grieving. And while they're mourning and grieving, they go to the bottle, drink, to try to forget about the miserable life. But it doesn't work that way. Our Christian atmosphere, our Christian reaction is to trust in God, who is the Lord of the Lord of the dead and the living, who is the gospel, as well as the first reading, saying to us that no, God doesn't punish us because of our sin, but God always has mercy on us. Either people dead physically or dead spiritually, God is always there to give us life and give life again. So let us pray to the good Lord to help us about that, to realize that life is short. 100 years from now, I'm sure not none of us over here will be here. We all be gone. So our life here is to prepare ourselves for a next life, to be with God and to enjoy life with God forever. But at the same time, the good Lord would like to teach you and to teach me, every one of us, to have the heart of our Lord, a sensitive heart, a compassionate heart, especially to those who are in need. And I observe it here. Look at all the thing here. You brought in here and so many things in the sacristy. It is one aspect of that. But so many people are in need of us, either physically, emotionally, psychologically, especially spiritually. And we need to help them, to reach out, to pray to the good Lord, to have the heart of Jesus, a good heart, a big heart, to reach out to those who are in need. And that's the way we can be all experience the love of God for us, that God is God of life. It is God who comes to us life, and life in full.